This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Among the dead in last week's tsunamis were many tourists at Sri Lanka's National Wildlife Park at Yala. But very few of the park's animals, elephants, buffaloes, monkeys, and wildcats, appear to have died. There are theories that animals can sense natural disasters and flee to safety. Here with an explainer is Slate's Andy Bowers.
There's a good chance the wildlife knew trouble was on the way. History is full of tales about animals acting weirdly before natural disasters, but the phenomenon has been hard for scientists to explain. Sometimes animals get crazy before an earthquake, sometimes they don't. Here's what we know. Animals have sensory abilities different from our own, abilities that might have tipped them off to the tsunami. First, it's possible that the animals may have heard the quake before the tsunami hit. The underwater rupture likely generated sound waves known as infrasound or infrasonic sound. These low tones can be created by hugely energetic events like meteor strikes, volcanic eruptions, avalanches, and earthquakes. Humans can't hear infrasound, but many animals, including dogs, elephants, giraffes, hippos, tigers, and pigeons, can. A second early warning sign the animals might have sensed is ground vibration. The massive quake would have generated vibrational waves known as Rayleigh waves. These vibrations move through the ground like waves move on the surface of the ocean, but faster. They travel at 10 times the speed of sound. The Rayleigh waves would have reached Sri Lanka hours before the water hit. Mammals, birds, insects, and spiders can detect Rayleigh waves. Most can feel the movement in their bodies, although some, like snakes and salamanders, put their ears to the ground in order to sense it. The animals at Yala might have felt the Rayleigh waves and then run for higher ground. But what about humans? While we can't hear infrasound, we can feel it, although we don't necessarily know we're feeling it. Some people experience sensations of being spooked or even feeling religious in the presence of infrasound. We also experience Rayleigh waves via special sensors in our joints, which exist just for that purpose. Sadly, it seems we don't pay attention to the information when we get it. Maybe we screen it out because there's so much going on before our eyes and in our ears. Humans have a lot of things on our minds, and usually that works to our benefit.
That explainer from Slate's Andy Bowers and contributor Christine Keneally.